Good evening, everyone.
Love
this is James.
Radio.
You're live now.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Bone Christian Smith, former heavyweight champion of the world. I'm down in sunny Florida, and on my drive this afternoon, it rained pretty much all the way from Myrtle Beach to Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm going to spend a few days. I've been working very hard, and I know you guys have been working very hard as well. We want to welcome everyone to the call tonight, and we're getting ready for our big event coming up next month in Myrtle Beach, and we just want to invite everyone to come in and help us celebrate and honor the 2016 Boxing Legends Hall of Fame inductees. With that said, I want to first of all thank Pastor Nathan Creel, right?
Right.
And for allowing us to be on this Blog Talk Radio every Friday night, and it's a good way to get the word out. And I know Miss Beverly Washington, the young lady that sponsored me into OneCoin, she's supposed to be on the call. She's out of Santa Monica, California, and I just wanted to recognize her. And then we're going to bring on Dr. Bob, and I think Dr. Bob is going to. I personally sponsor Dr. Bob Matthews from Myrtle Beach, and we'd like for him to say a few words and then introduce Steve Shulman, which has an awesome testimony. Before I turn it over to Beverly, I'd like to say thank you on the call. And we got started the way we got started, Beverly Washington. Sent you several text messages and emails and had asked me, had I heard of OneCoin? Had I heard of cryptocurrency? And I said, no. And then she introduced me to Dr. Breakthrough, and Dr. Breakthrough introduced me to Maurice Katz. And they agreed to come to Myrtle Beach, and we invited a few people. I invited Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob invited Steve, and we invited a few people, and we got started in December, and we bought educational packages, and you learn more about that. But if Beverly Washington is on the call tonight, we'd like for her to say a couple words. I'm on the call as well, Bone Crusher. Is this, Carlette, how you doing? Former current heavyweight champion of the world. Got a big fight coming up, I think, in North Carolina. Welcome to the call, Carlette.
Beverly Washington,
are you there?
Yes, Bone.
All right, please share with the callers, your thoughts and how you got started and whatever you want to say, Beverly, to you.
Well, James, it's a pleasure and an honor. For you and I have been friends for so many years. We've been involved in several different businesses together, and we've done well. We've had some success and not so good success. But overall, we maintain a great friendship, and I respect that and love that the most. And once I found out about digital currency, I had no clue about it either. Dr. Breakthrough told me about it, and I immediately came on board because it just, for some strange reason, it made so much sense to me. And I love it. From this day, I've been crazy about it. And I shared it with you. Always, anything I do, I want to share with you because we're friends. And you were busy, just like so many other people are. But for some reason, I never gave up on sharing this opportunity with you because I figure sooner or later, it's going to hit you. You're going to get it, just like it did for me. But it hit me right away. But thank God I never gave up. That's the key right there, right, champ? Never give up.
That's right.
I just continue to pursue, and I took no for an answer. I didn't take no for an answer. I just took it as no, not right now, but can continue to pursue, and I did. And thank God he finally came on board, and he's fired up. That's what makes it so beautiful that never give up, because the end result is somebody's going to be fired up about it. And then he shared it with a couple fantastic gentlemen. So I'm super excited to be a part of an opportunity where I've got a chance to meet Steve. And I haven't got a chance to speak to Dr. Bob yet. But, I mean, my God, Steve, I'm learning so much from him. He's like my mentor, my teacher, you know, and Maurice, and just the whole team, and be able to fellowship with so many people around the world with this digital currency world that we're learning and helping each other, because it's gigantic. It's like trying to keep up with the Learjet. It's virtually impossible because it's so much. It's huge and it's powerful, and I'm just super excited to be a part of it. I'm super excited that you're a part of it with me, and you're bringing in some wonderful heavy hitters into this opportunity that we can all learn and grow and share with. So I'm excited for this moment, and I want to keep on growing, keep on learning, and for each and every one of you on this call today, really hear what's happening here. I'm sure a lot of you are already in the business, but for us to keep being fired up so we can gravitate to others and help them to be a part of this incredible opportunity. Digital currency is what's happening. I love it. Thanks, Bone Crusher, heavyweight champion of the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Beverly. It's always great to hear from you. And those are great pointers right there. And at this time, I'd like to give, see if Dr. Bob Matthews out there from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to step forward and just share testimony. And feel free to, when you finish, to introduce one of the first people that you got involved, Mrs. Steve Shula. Dr. Bob, you there?
I'll do it. Everybody can hear me, I hope.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the line is open. The time is now. If you want to know about something that is going to change the world, you're on the right call. It's called OneCoin. OneCoin started about 18 months ago, and OneCoin has produced many, many people who have helped a lot of people make a lot of money. And that's the main thing that a lot of people are interested in, because you can make money, but also the world is changing, and paper money is going to become a thing of the past. So what people will eventually see is that cryptocurrency is going to be the coins of the future. And I got in right after Christmas this past 2015. My friend Champ called and said, are you busy? Can you come over to where he was? And I did, and Steve was with me, and so we both got to hear the presentation on the OneCoin by a couple people from down in Florida and one from Texas, and I had a really good feeling about it, so I got right in. I missed out on Bitcoin because I didn't join, I didn't understand it, I didn't join it. But I had done a little investigating and seen that a lot of people made a lot of money with it. So I got in the next day. I went to the bank and I got in, got a position, and started learning about the OneCoin. And lo and behold, Steve Shulman, who is running, he is on the American Party, running to be the vice president of the United States, and we're lucky if we've got him on the call, because his schedule is getting very busy, and he's getting on the ballots in a lot of states. But, Steve, are you here?
Yes. Thanks, Dr. Bob.
And take it away.
All right. Hello, everybody. Bone Crusher, thank you for calling up Dr. Bob and introducing him and I to OneCoin. It has been a blessing in our lives. There are so many ways to make money, and making money, even though it's the reason that I got into it, it is not the best thing about this. The best thing about this is working with so many people of goodwill all across the world that recognize that digital currency is going to do to currency what digital mail, email, did to snail mail. Those of us who are involved in mining this one coin are truly part of the beginning of a world-changing way of making payments and transferring money. This is extraordinary. I got in the same day Dr. Bob did. We were both at the bank together making our initial payments. And I think both of us have more than tripled what we put in just in these few short months. And we expect to be making hundreds of times what we put in before these next few years have run their course. Anyway, I can't stress enough that this digital currency has exceeded my expectations in every way. And I strongly urge you to get back to the person who invited you to this call and get a package now, the biggest package you can afford. I was initially attracted to the concept of splits that I've never heard of in a business before. I mean, I've heard of stock splitting, but when your stocks split, it just, you get two stocks instead of one, but they're like half the value each, so you're really not making money. You're prepared to make more money as the price of the stock continues to rise. You're prepared to double your future earnings. But this company offers splits on the free bonus that they give you when you start, and it's like doubling. Truly doubling. You're not getting half the value and twice the starting points. You're getting double the bonus, which essentially means close to double the coins. It's not double because the cost of making these coins continues to go up about every month or so. It takes more effort. It takes more of your initial purchase value to make an individual coin. So I urge you to get started as soon as you can. Don't dawdle. I've got neighbors across the street here that had a baby recently, and I went over and talked to them and said, you know, here's something that you can set aside for your child's future education and not have to worry about paying thousands of dollars a year into the state college fund tuition prepayment program, or not have to worry about your child being saddled with this extraordinary debt that so many of our young students are coming out of school with. They end up taking a job and they can't even pay their doggone student loans. With this one coin, you could put $1,000 or $3,000 in right now, and your child could be set educationally without graduating debt-free. What a blessing that would be. They're excited. I don't know if they're going to be able to make ends meet. I saw another study today that said two-thirds of Americans, regardless of their income level, whether they're making next to nothing or less than $50,000 or greater than $100,000, two-thirds of them would be hard-pressed to come up with $1,000 today if they had an emergency. We need to turn that around, and I think OneCoin is a great way to do that. Dr. Bob mentioned that I'm going to be on the ballot in as many states as we can possibly make it for vice president this year. I'm running with a fellow named Tom Hoefling out of Iowa, who I admire greatly, and who I voted for in 2012. He was eligible as a write-in candidate up in my then home state of Maryland. I now live here in South Carolina with Dr. Bob and James. And we want to get a new party line on the ballot here in South Carolina. so that Tom Hoefling for president will be a choice. He's different. He is very different than the Democrats or Republicans are putting up. It's certainly different than the Libertarian candidate who just got nominated. Anyway, OneCoin is going to help me fund getting us on the ballot here in South Carolina. And that's pretty cool. I'm just 4 months, and I'm already going to be able to take out enough to perhaps pay for professional petition signature gatherers, because we've got a very short deadline on getting the signatures. That's really cool. And if you're in South Carolina and you'd like to help us get on the ballot, please contact James or Dr. Bob or me. My name's Steve Shulin, S-C-H-U-L-I-N. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Google. Drop me an email. Give me a call, and I'll get a petition out to you. Thank you very much. God bless you, and don't miss out on this extraordinary cryptocurrency revolution. There was an article in Financial IT Magazine. 70% of their subscribers are banks. This is a professional financial technology magazine. And back in the February issue had the founder and CEO of OneCoin, Dr. Ruja Ignatova, on the cover. And the title of the cover was Revolutionizing Financial Markets. This is huge. This is big. This is trillions of dollars worth of business. I wouldn't be surprised if OneCoin isn't one of the world's largest companies in just a few years. Anyway, thanks, everybody. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Steve. And it's always great to hear from you. And I'm using OneCoin as a part of the fundraising efforts of raising money to help create the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame Museum in Myrtle Beach. And again, we're going to mark your calendars for people listening for the first time. Mark your calendars for just Friday, June the 17th, and Saturday, June 18th. On the 17th, we're going to have a reception that starts at actually it's going to start at 4:00. We're going to have work with kids and the libraries of Horry County, and they're going to be teaching social media. They have a social media workshop. We have a tax expert that's going to be teaching things about taxes at 5 p.m. And then we're going to have our reception. Going right into our reception. This is going to be at the Legends Resort, they have a pub in the condo area. Condos are called the Elcher Pub, and everyone is welcome. We got tickets for Friday night and tickets for Saturday. You can call me at 910-658-3408, 910-658-3408. And then on Saturday, June 18th, we're going to induct the Boxing Legends from North Carolina, South Carolina. That starts at 10 a.m. And that will also be at the LC Pub. And then at 1 p.m., we're going to have our James Bond Christian Smith Golf Challenge, and that's going to be at the Legends as well. And you know, call me, or I did hear one of the Legends on the call tonight, and she's actually fighting, and I didn't know if she had anything she'd like to say or not, but Miss Carlette Ewell, she's a current heavyweight champion female. And we're trying to get her to come down to Myrtle Beach and either defend her title or fight for the Boxing Legends Heavyweight Championship title in Myrtle Beach next year. So, Carlette, if you're there, if you'd like to say anything, get, kind of step up to plate and feel free to ask questions or comment.
Thank you so much, Champs at Bone Crusher Smith. And hello to everyone else. I am Carlette the Truth Yule. I got my ring name from Call of the Truth Williams. I am very appreciative of being the first female to be inducted into the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. However, I won't be available face-to-face to be in within the induction celebrations, because I will be here in Winston-Salem promoting and fighting for the World Guinness records, along for the WBC silver heavyweight title. It becomes World Guinness because it's the first time in professional history that mother and son will compete on the same event at the same time. So that's very, very special to me, and I'm very, very excited that it's going to happen. I just received a call today pertaining to next year on Mother's Day, on 2017, Mother's Day weekend, to have the opportunity to be the first female to be able to box for the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame sanction. So I'm very happy about that, and I'm just about set with my opponent for that as well. So I appreciate everything that has occurred in my life and for the individuals that have assisted me to get to where I am today. And Bone Crusher is a major entity for that, for my career, and I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Is there any questions from anybody that you would like to ask of me?
Yes. Bone Crusher, this is West Coast Hyman. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Wes. How are you?
Doing great. So, Colette, I'd like to know, you know, you're a female heavyweight champion here, and now there's a Boxing Legends Hall of Fame Museum going in down in Myrtle Beach. Can you tell me exactly how exciting that is and what that means to be going into a Hall of Fame for you? And at a place like Myrtle Beach, it's like one of the biggest attractions on the eastern seaboard, you know, of the United States, a really big place with a huge vacation area and a tourist attraction, and what it will mean to be able to be part of that hall down there in Myrtle Beach.
What that means to me, Wes, is, like I said, by me being the first female to be inducted to that particular Hall of Fame, it means, like, I use the word abundance, because, you know, it's an awesome feeling, and I really can't go into deep details because that's just how deep the emotions are. That, you know, I started boxing and 1999, and here it is 2016, and I have the opportunity to go into the Hall of Fame. A lot of fighters may not understand that, you know, a lot of fans may not understand that, but as far as me with the competition part of it, you know, it just makes all of my training and all of my in the ring experiences and fights even more, what you would say, close to me, as far as being happy that I've chose this sport.
Well, that sounds great, Carlette. And, you know, the thing I really like about that Boxing Legends Hall of Fame and having all those legendary boxing champions down there is that it gives the boxing fans a chance to come down and meet face-to-face with legends in the sport and, you know, get a chance to actually, you know, like get autographs and meet them and hear their stories and, you know, relive the legend of some of the greatest fighters in our boxing history.
Exactly. And that's what I like about it, is because the fans will have that face-to-face, that touch of the fighters versus just, okay, we see them on TV, or either we see them at afar because they're in the ring and we can't get to them, or they're not allowed into the dressing room. So, yeah, that means a lot.
West Coast Hyman, I want to personally thank you again. You and I have been knowing each other for many, many years, and one of the highlights of your career and helping me is you helped organize and arrange a fight in Australia back in a few years ago, and we had a great time over there. And now, currently, I asked you to be the liaison between me and the inductees, and you're doing a great job reaching out and encouraging and inviting inductees to participate. And Carlette has stepped up. Do we have any Thank you very much, Wes. And do we have anyone else, inductees or anyone that would like to say something? I always like to call on Pastor Hill, give him an opportunity to say a few words. But if you have any other inductees, feel free to step up and to the plate and just share your thoughts.
James, you got Bill Clancy here. How are you?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Hey,
I'm
Bill.
Doing wonderful, champ. Hello, Carlette. How are you, my dear?
Doing fabulous.
Wonderful.
World
renowned
referee.
Tonight. Thank you very much. Glad to
yes,
be
sir.
Here.
Yeah.
And so honored, James, that you would think so much of my career to include me into this inaugural class. I mean, this I can't tell you, man. This is it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bill, can you tell us a little bit for the people who are on the line? Can you maybe share with us, like, some of the highlights, what it was like to be like in the ring with Mike Tyson on his last fight of his career?
Well, let me tell you, Wes, you and I, you know, it's really funny. It's a very small world, and Wes and I have known each other since high school, believe it or not, 1974. And
wow.
Yeah, and it's a funny, strange story, but I met Wes Hyman. I moved here from Kingston, New York. I moved to North Carolina from Kingston, New York in July of 73. Attended Broughton High School in Raleigh, North Carolina, and met Wes Hyman, and graduated in 1974 and lost touch with him for years. And I think it was probably Wes, and you can help me with the date, but I think it was in the 90s. Am I correct? That 1991. I was refereeing a fight in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Ritz Theater. And lo and behold, who comes up and sees me at ringside, the West Coast Hyman. I mean, I hadn't seen him in years and years and years. And thank God we reconnected. But going back to what we're talking about here, I'm just very honored. I mean, I was very fortunate to be inducted into the Carolinas Boxing Hall of Fame back in in April 22nd of this year, which was it wasn't even a dream, because when I started refereeing in 1982, I never ever expected that I would be able to attain such a level of being inducted into a Hall of Fame. And lo and behold, I get inducted into the Carolinas Boxing Hall of Fame April 22nd of this year. And the week before that, I get a call from James, and I'm being inducted into the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame, which is just unfathomable to me. It's just, oh, my God, it's such an honor. I mean, my life, oh, it's just crazy. I've been fortunate enough to referee 38 world champions in my career, and my career, thank God, is still alive and well, and I've got a world title fight scheduled to be refereed in June in Cancun, Mexico, and for the World Boxing Council. And I've actually been assigned to referee you, Carlette, and you probably haven't heard this, but I'm refereeing your world title fight.
Yes,
Bill, on the 18th.
Thank you.
I just got the word today. I just got the email from the North Carolina Boxing Commission today.
Fabulous.
I'm extremely honored, and James, to have refereed not only, you know, several, I've refereed many of your fights, and never a world title other than the Boxing Legends title, which was an absolute honor down in Fayetteville in 1999. But you know, just have been surrounded, you know, with you and Carlette and Ray Mercer and Dale Fry and Wes Hyman. Just great boxing people, man. This is just amazing, and I'm just so very honored to be a part of this. And I just can't tell the people that are listening how much I appreciate this and how truly honored I am. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate you, and I like some information on that world title fight in Cancun. I might. Do you know about when that date is?
Well, James, actually, it was going to be in Acapulco next Saturday. I'm sorry, it was going to be next Saturday, and I just got an email an hour ago saying it's been postponed, and they're trying to make it happen on the 11th in Mexico City, but Mauricio Sulaiman is thinking more like it may be July in Mexico City. So as soon as I get the actual confirmation, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you very much. And
sure.
Thank you, everyone, all the guests that's been on the call tonight. It's been great. And Pastor Hill, I haven't forgotten about you. I'd like to give you an opportunity to share a few words, if you will, if you want to. I guess not. Do we have any other inductees for 2016 on the line, on the call tonight? Feel free to step up and share a few words, if you will.
James, I'm going to say it again. This is Bill Clancy again, and I'm going to try to capitalize on the call. But I just want to say what you have undertook as an endeavor. I'm extremely proud of you. You've put your heart and soul into this. You put North Carolina on the map, obviously, as being the heavyweight champion of the world and being the first heavyweight champion of the world to not only achieve the accomplishment of being heavyweight champion of the world, but to have a college degree, which speaks volumes. But,
I agree, Bill.
Yeah, and it's to be – you can never talk enough about that. And, James, I just want to say I'm so very honored to be your friend. I'm so very honored to have refereed many of your fights. And I just want to say, my friend, I commend you for what you're doing for the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. And you're a true friend. You're a great world champion. And may God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill. And I appreciate being your friend as well. And friends to everyone that's on the call tonight. And I do want to say, when I was thinking about this, I wanted to do something, create something that, you know, that my kids, my daughters could carry on, and they're excited. They're excited. They're both librarians, and my ex and their mother is an attorney, and we try to get our daughters to be attorneys, and they chose not to be attorneys. But once we get the building constructed, we would like to put a learning center in the building, Hall of Fame, Boxing Legends Hall of Fame Museum, and they can live out their dream as well, being librarians and having their name on their library. But anyway, with that said, we are making contacts all along. I had a chance to speak with Randy Gordon today from New York. He was the chairman of the Athletic Commission in New York. Boxing, and we're talking to people and getting some excitement, and they're getting excited, and Randy will be an advisor, at least be an advisor. There's no telling what he might want to be, but we've been friends for many, many years, and so I'm excited too. Traveling has been a task because, you know, I have a cane and a knee brace and a wheelchair in my car, so if we use it as needed. We had a chance to see Bill and Bruce up in Raleigh last week and at the fights in Raleigh. And so we're going to start attending more fights, traveling around and attending fights and encouraging and letting people know what we're doing in North Carolina. And I did want to start this thing with start this program, really, with guys that I knew I spent time with in North Carolina, South Carolina. So we wanted to start with the homeboys first. And then eventually everybody will want to come and be part of the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame. And one of the things that I wanted to do is kind of identify, also recognize, but at the same time, for people like Carlette that's still fighting, the top caliber people in the world, when she's thinking about retiring, former champion, former champion, create an induction situation. Now she's a boxing legend, and all of a sudden in the last so many fights or so many years or whatever, she's fighting on a couple different banners. She's wearing several different hats, several different championships, but one of those championships will be the Boxing Legends Hall of Fame.
heavyweight championship. So I'm very excited about that. With that said, thank you all very much. Feel
thank
free
you,
to
James.
Get back on this call and tell your friends about it. And we'll see you soon. And
thank you.
Hopefully again on the call. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks,
yes,
everyone.
Good night,
everyone. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Did they call me?
I didn't see my name. I thought so, but I couldn't understand.
I didn't understand it either.
Damn it.